I have an update on a local story here. Told you, I think, actually about a week ago, last Wednesday, that Clifton French over at Real News Michiana has done a great job exposing the HIPAA violations at LaPorte Hospital and the ongoing legal battles that are happening as a result of that. So the article here has some backstory on it, so I won't remind you too much of it. So I'll just read from the article so you kind of understand what's going on. But there's a development here that Ashley Dickinson, who is the CEO of Northwest Health, has announced her resignation after the article came out last week from Real News Michiana talking about the countersuit that was happening as a result of false allegations against a contractor who discovered all of these personal files in the old hospital building that were not properly handled and not properly destroyed. Now, I lent my expertise to that topic because I used to professionally do document security. So I did HIPAA, I did FACTA, I advised companies on how to properly store, destroy documents, what the violations would be if they didn't do that and that sort of thing. And I went over this and it is, I'm sorry, folks, but it is crystal clear that Northwest Health violated multiple statutes in the law. HIPAA being the most prevalent of them. They can try and blame it on this contractor all they want, but the contractor is the one who found all of this stuff. The contractor, basically the hospital is being torn down. There was a third party that was contracted to come and clean all of the equipment out, sell it, whatever. And he found thousands of hospital records in there with personal information. This is a major, major violation. I mean, we're talking about, folks, like millions of dollars in fines just for the elements of HIPAA and just for the elements of FACTA by themselves separately. I mean, just tons and tons of money. The contractor went to the hospital. The contractor went to the mayor, the contractor went to law enforcement and everything else. And when they went to the mayor, well, the mayor's wife sits on the board for Northwest Health. And next thing you know, this contractor is just trying to make sure that people handle the documents right. The contractor gets doxxed and their name gets out there. And then the Northwest Health blames the contractor, says the contractor broke the law, sues the contractor. They lied about the contractor in that lawsuit. Well, the contractor is now they've now filed a countersuit against Northwest Health. That happened last week, and now all of a sudden, the CEO of Northwest Health, she's announced that she's resigning. So Ashley Dickinson's last day as the head of the hospital system will be the end of July, and the announcement comes as Northwest Health continues to face the fallout from mass HIPAA violations at LaPorte Hospital that were uncovered in a Real News Michiana investigation earlier this year. Real News Michiana first reported on the mass HIPAA violations in an article in March 15th after a whistleblower provided photos and videos showing thousands of patient files simply abandoned at the old LaPorte Hospital. And again, this is a major, major federal violation of two, maybe three statutes. The files contain social security numbers, birth dates, healthcare information, even pictures of surgeries, and even naked bodies. In response to our investigation and inquiries into those violations, Northwest Health requested that Real News Michiana destroy the evidence that we obtained, which, of course, is absurd, and Real News Michiana refused. The old hospital was vacated after Northwest Health constructed the new hospital that opened in 2020, and demolition of the old facility on Lincoln Way was to begin over the summer of 2022 and was supposed to be completed this spring. However, issues between the hospital system and the demolition company delayed the project. In fact, the hospital system took back control of the hospital from the demolition company earlier this year, according to sources. Gee, I wonder why. So this is where things get, really interesting. So Dickinson was appointed in 2021. Prior to taking the CEO position of the whole system, Dickinson was the chief executive officer of Northwest Health, LaPorte, and Northwest Health, Stark. Again, that started back in, 2017, according to the article here. So part of the reason that this is very interesting is Dickinson would be Well, she's been very high up in the company since 2017, which means that she would be integral to planning the new hospital and moving the old hospital to the new hospital, as well as demolition of the old hospital. She would have been a key component in all of that process. So you have to wonder if maybe the board looked at this and said, well, this lady's been around and it seems like we got a major issue here with stuff that she would have been, you know, directly involved with. So let's just go ahead and get her out. And that appears to be what's going on here. Now, the hospital system, to be clear, to be fair, has not said that her resignation is because of the undeniable fact that this hospital violated federal law thousands of times. Okay. They're not saying that. They're just announcing that her resignation is happening. And okie dokie. Now, Dickinson is taking a position in Texas. So it's possible that she's like, I'm getting out of Dodge, and it has nothing to do with the board wanting me to go. But she's getting out of Dodge. She's leaving. I wonder if the hospital system in Texas knows that, because she's taking over the chief operating officer position there. I wonder if they know that she is involved in a major, major patient privacy violation scandal here. I wonder if that's the thing. So officially, it's not because of this, but we know it's because of this. More coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's News Channel, and the all-new MNC Nation.